4LOO in C9B. You still there, Tal?
KQ4LOO is still here. Yes, indeed, sir. How are you doing?
The email bounced back. Apparently, I've got something wrong. Confirming it's TALPOLLARD4@gmail.com.
Well, that is actually correct. Tango Alpha Lima, Paul, Oscar, Lima, Lima, Alpha, Romeo, Delta, 4@gmail.com.
070. Let me try it again.
Do that.
If you get that one, because I swapped the O with a 0. Let's see what happens.
Stand by.
That one either. The NC9B.
Hey, you, Leon. KN4TFW.
You might be right. How are you doing today?
You doing? Went out and got some ice to put in the cooler before we leave out in the morning.
KQ4LOO. I see a 4 local frequencies programmed. I see one that you will also.
That's telling me that we didn't go through, but apparently it did then. Good. All right, yeah. Get those in there and you'll be good to go, Tal. This is Ken. KN4TFW. Oh, I got that right, Ken.
All right. I'm going to leave you guys now. I'm going to say 7-3. We're going to be out of town in the morning. Be back on Friday. KN4TFW.
100 kilohertz minus FM Asheville, Spivey Mountain, 91.5 tone.
You have a good trip there, buddy. Y'all doubled. But can't have a good trip. I'm jealous. Have a good one. NC9B. Tal, were you asking a question? I see you got it, though.
I was confirming what you said, but stand by. I got somebody getting ready to try to talk to me in my truck. Give me just a second. I'll be right back to you.
NC9B, stand by.
Leon, go ahead. I'm sitting here at my river that I like to sit down. I'm waiting on the DNR guy to make sure I can go down there without getting in trouble. This guy just showed up. He's a local. He lives like 3 houses down, and he actually has permission because he has land on the river itself. But he was just giving me an update on what he was talking to me about yesterday, about the tires that he found along the river. But yes, please, if you don't mind, repeat what you just said.
That you did get the emails. I'm not sure why it still told me that it was bounced back, but you got them. That's the main thing. Just when you get around and doing it, program those in, you should be good to go.
I had to refer to my user manual because I do not want to have to pull a thing back out again. So I have to do it manually, but it's okay. Once I figure it out, I think I might be all right.
I'm not going to figure it out without playing with it. Yeah. Every good amateur radio operator knows how to operate his equipment. It's a learning curve. You signed up for it, you gotta learn it.
That. Are there any, like, offsets or anything that I need to be aware of for these frequencies that you've given me? If so, please send them to.
And the offset is indicated in that list. And just for your future reference, all 2-meter frequencies from 144 to 148 megahertz. In the repeated section, in other words, the repeater channels, they will all be 600 hertz, either plus or 600 hertz minus. That's standard for 2 meters.
So, once again, can you clarify which one is which between plus or minus, if you don't mind me asking, please? I'm not trying to be like a bubble or anything. I just really would rather go ahead and make it as easy as possible in case you, at least if you know.
That radio feature called an automatic repeater shift, called usually referred to as ARS, if you activate that in the menu on your radio, when you turn to the frequency, the receive frequency for the repeater, it will automatically mark the transmit in the proper direction, the proper offset, whether it be 600 hertz down or 600 hertz up, plus or minus is what we're talking about. So on that list that I sent you, it delineates, it tells you which way it'd be down. So if I was having a repeater at 147.3, since it's 147 megahertz, it's either going to be up or minus. Anything above 147 megahertz has an upshift of 600 hertz. So the transmit frequency is going to equal out to be 147.9. Because it's 147.3, the receive frequency, plus the 600 hertz would make it 147.9. So you'd be transmitting at 147.9 and receiving at 147.3. Follow me?
I actually think I've seen that function in my radio. I just got to go back and play with it again, but I think I've actually seen that. So that makes a lot of sense. And I was like, wait a minute, auto repeat? What does that mean? Now I know. You kind of broadened my mind a little bit by saying that, because it does have an on the menu section auto repeat. So yeah, that makes sense. I appreciate that very information. Thank you.
It'll either be it's automatic repeater shift, and it's usually just on or off, and I leave mine on, and it'll automatically shift it for you. Anything above 147.3, according to the band plan, is going to be a 600 hertz upshift, and anything below 147 megahertz in the 2 meter band will be a 600 hertz downshift or minus. UHF, when you go to 440, is that a dual band radio that you have?
It is UHF and VHF, yes.
Remember about UHF is, instead of being 600 hertz, it's 500 hertz, or actually, I guess that'd be 5,000 hertz. So instead of being 600 hertz, you're going 5,000 hertz, which would be 5 megabytes. So if you're transmitting at 442, your transmit is going to be at 447.
In other words, just set my radio to auto-repeat. Is that what you're saying? Correct?
Simplifies everything, Cal.
Awesome information that makes everything so much easier. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Read that. Like you go to the simplex, 146.52, the nationwide 2 meter calling frequency. When you go to that, your ARS automatically recognizes that's the simplex nationwide calling frequency and puts no shift on it. So you just tune it and save it.
Thank you so much for your help. I'm still trying to learn, but thank you for your help. That means a lot to me. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Any other questions? I know there's 100 other people probably listening to this radio right now that just wouldn't have any problems whatsoever giving you a hand. And you have a good day. Good talking to you. And you got my return email address. Feel free to drop me a line if you need to. NC9V.
KQ4LOO will be standing by. Thank you very much for your time, Leon.
Hello, OW4DJW. You still there, Tom?
4LOO. Hello, Patrick. How are you, brother?
Hey, pal. It's Dave, W4DJW. I was just wondering if you said you were going to get your mom's call. Is that WB4UUR or WB4UUQ? And was her husband named Tommy?
Her brother's name was Tommy, but that Q, yes.
Okay, they used to check into this net every night for years and years. They had been checking in for years when I started checking in 20 years ago.
I do not remember my uncle having a ham radio, but that was definitely her brother. Tommy was her brother.
Okay, I didn't know if they were husband and wife or brother and sister or what it was, but I know he used to check both of them in every night, WB4UUQ and WB4UUR, I think. Q and R, I think they got their license right about the same time.
You know, you're absolutely right. That was my dad's call sign, now come think about it. Yes, that was my dad's call sign. Holy crap. How'd you find that out?
I was alive back in those days talking to them on the radio. I'm old.
Talk my mom, Margaret, and my dad, Mac, back in the day. What?
It'd actually on this repeater. They check in every single night. I remember he bought her a new vehicle one time. What was it? It was one of those, it was when they first came out, it was one of those Fords that had a really square back end on it. It's kind of like a crossover between a truck or a van and an SUV. Do you remember that?
Yeah, negative. My mom actually passed away in 86, but my dad and my mom did get their call signs about the same time back in the late 70s. So, and my dad, I do not remember a repeater, an antenna in the backyard as far as ham radio is concerned, right before she passed in 86. So, if you've been a ham operator longer than that, you probably might remember them.
Well, my dad was an operator then. I was, in 86, I was 28 years old. My dad was a ham, and he used to give me books all the time to get my license. But I was around it, and I heard it all the time. The people's name on this repeater were household words. Like, everybody knew who Tommy was. Everybody knew who Merle was, Ray. There's just a whole bunch of people on here that, there was no cell phones, so the repeater got used a whole lot more than it gets used now. It stayed on all the time. And when you're at home and the radio's on all the time, you just get to know who everybody is.
Yeah, like I said, this is back in like the late 70s, early 80s, up until a few years before my mom passed. We were last on the repeater when we were in the Malden area. Give me just a few seconds. I have to answer Nature's call if you don't mind.
Okay, well, no problem. I thought that might have been the case, but I wasn't 100% sure. But anyway, I'll let you go. I'm on the way home from the airfield, so I'm not sure if I'll be here when you get back or not, because I'm not far from home. Anyway, take care. Good to talk to you. KQ4 LLO, W4 DJW, mobile.
C4 HAN. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm from the airfield, and all the airplanes are in one piece, so I guess I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome. Hey, what planes are you flying today? I'm kind of curious to know.
One Delta Pusher, a Tiger Stick, and a Laser 230Z.
You had a fantastic day. I'm thinking about getting my drone license. I've become really interested in drones lately. There's a lot you can do with a drone.
You need to go ahead and pull trigger on that, Chandler. Tal's back too. Go ahead, Tal.
Back, but sorry to interrupt, Chandler. I still didn't catch the call sign, but yeah, I'm getting ready to drop out of this and let y'all have at it. But I'm definitely glad you checked in with me, Dave. My mom had the UUQ call sign, and I think my dad had a UUR. It might have been another one a little bit off from that. And I just want to honor my mom, to be honest with you. I mean, I love my dad too, don't get me wrong, but mom's mom, right?
I know Tommy well too. I never met either one of them face to face, but I knew them for probably 30 or 40 years. So, yeah. I know Tommy.
That was my favorite uncle of all people. You called him right out. That's unbelievable. What a small world we live in.
I know. When I heard you on here and I heard you were going to get her call sign, and her call sign was a call sign that has been stuck in my head my whole life, I had to ask.
I'm like awestruck right now. You have no idea.
And ham radio makes it a whole lot bigger. you can pull a whole lot more into that small world with ham radio.
And it's been two generations now at this point in time.
70s. Well, actually, I think Ray Allison was the last one of the ones that actually put it up. And he passed away, about 2021 or 2022. But anyway, he used to talk about what they used 80 meters for local conversation, kind of like the cops that you saw on the highway patrol that had the really long whip antennas with a big spring at the base. That was their mode of our 2 meter world. Their 2 meter world was 80 meters. And 80 meters would go long, and when it go long, you couldn't talk to the person on the other side of your neighborhood. But when it was short, you could talk to people all over the upstate. So it was pretty cool. But when the repeaters went up, it was like, wow, we can all talk to each other all the time.
With you, I remember my dad and my mom talking to people all the way in Japan. So, I mean, it was like really like a wow situation for me. I was like, whoa. I was a little kid, of course, but I was like, whoa.
And that's not all that uncommon to be able to do that. But even on the 2 meters, this one, back 10 years ago, 15 years ago, we used to get tropospheric ducting, and we'd have people come in here from Texas and Louisiana and Georgia and north the panhandle of Florida, and people out on the John's Island on the coast of South Carolina. They used to come in here like that all the time. People from Virginia. It doesn't happen near as much as it used to happen, but it used to happen quite often.
That, believe it or not, with my license and on this repeater itself, I was actually able to conversate with somebody from close to where I grew up at, which is eastern North Carolina. They were actually in Raleigh. And I think it was like maybe a year ago I was conversating with them on my Baofeng with that. They could actually hear me and talk to me from Raleigh, North Carolina. I was like, whoa, just a little 3 to 5 watt radio I can reach Raleigh? Wow.
It's an echo link. Because Raleigh on 2 meters with a handheld, rubber duck would be really, really difficult. It had to take, of course, 10 meters or 6 meters or 10 meters, with the band conditions that were right, used to be able to make it to Europe on a rubber duck. Believe it or not, 5 watts of rubber duck all the way to Europe. Anyway, I'm at home. I got to unload the truck. It's good meeting you and good talking to you, and hope to hear you on here a lot more in the future, Sal. KQ4LLO, W4DJW.
Roger that, Dave. W4DJW, KQ4LLO will be standing by. But still, this was actually me talking to them from South Carolina to Raleigh, just so you know. But anyway, I'll be still standing by.